It's Josh Pike, and there's a line on ABC Goulburn Murray at 10 past nine. Young Mansfield author Gabriel Bergmoser is starting to make inroads in New York, which we're about to hear a little bit more about. He writes both plays and novels, and tonight it's the official launch of his novel Boone Shepherd. Boone Shepherd, who is a character. That launch taking place at Reading's Bookstore in Carlton at about 6:45, I believe it is. I caught up with Gabriel and asked him how he was taking all of this excitement in.
No, thank you, it is. It's, just a little bit insane.
You're pinching yourself?
I still am. I'll believe it when I see it. That's sort of been my mantra for the last few months.
How did the New York connection come about?
Well, okay, so last year I won a screenwriting award, the Sir Peter Ustinov Award, which is run by the Academy.
Which is extraordinary in itself. Congratulations on that.
That's one I'm still trying to wrap my head around a bit. But that was an amazing experience. I got flown over to the International Emmys. So it's not the primetime Emmys, it's the International Emmys, and they basically reward non-English language speaking shows, basically non-American shows. So it's not as well publicized, but it's still, it's at the Hilton. Big event, you're looking around and it's like, oh, there's Michael Douglas, oh, there's George Takei. It was still pretty crazy. And so I got flown over there, and prior to the Emmys Gala itself, there's a three-day festival. And, that's basically lots of sort of conferences, lots of Q&As with the prize winners and the nominees and stuff. And part of that festival was a reading of my script. So it was a group of professional Broadway actors who performed the screenplay in front of an audience. And that in and of itself was absolutely insane. It was a little bit odd because obviously I'm Australian and my script had quite a few little Australianisms in it.
Mm.
So anytime you hear an American say mate or bloody, it's just a little bit strange. But and you could tell that they were sort of a little bit uncomfortable. But anyway, that was funny for me, probably not for anyone else. But I got talking to one of the actresses, Bridget, who's a fantastic person. And her and I sort of caught up for a drink afterwards and had a big talk about it. And she's sort of a working actor in America. She was in a couple of movies. She was also in The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, the Netflix TV show, just in sort of bit parts. And basically she reached out to me once I got home and said, hey, do you reckon we could put something of yours on? Because I pitched her a couple of ideas.
Hmm.
And I sent her a couple of scripts, and I'd written this script called Regression. And basically the premise of Regression is a 25-year-old sort of directionless waiter signs up for experimental therapy, and he takes a pill that basically puts him in a trance state where he is essentially in a room with his 15-year-old self. And it's sort of based on the premise of what would your teenage self say to you if they could see you now?
Yes.
Would they be happy with where you've ended up? Would they be disappointed? Would they be sitting here saying, you've let me down. I thought I was going to be rich and famous by now, and all of that sort of stuff, And so basically it's sort of these two different versions, one older and one younger, of the same person having to kind of come to terms with each other. The older version having to come to terms with the fact that the younger version is not how he remembers him. He's basically a hormonal, unpleasant 15-year-old. And the younger version sort of having to come to terms with the fact that the older person is not sort of where he thought his life would go. So I sent Bridget that play, and she asked me if I could rewrite it and make it female-centric. So make it a girl and her younger self. So that was easy enough. I just sort of swapped all the he's and she's and everything. And so they're currently, last I heard, they're still currently workshopping it. The idea is for it to open at the New York Fringe in August. So I've been sending a lot of emails back and forth with the director. He's got all his notes and his ideas and everything. And from what I can gather, they had a script reading. It went really well, and it's currently in development.
Well, can't wait to hear more about that. And naturally, you'll be going over to see it when it's produced live on stage, I imagine.
Yeah, that's the plan.
You have self-published books in the past as well, but you're about to have your first novel published by a publishing house, which is a book for young adults. What's it about?
Okay, so Boone Shepherd, it's called Boone Shepherd. It's basically a sort of, look, I say young adult, it's sort of skewed at that kind of all ages audience, which is a bit of a cop out, because if you try to tell that to publishing houses, they say, oh, well, if it's for everyone, it's for no one. But what I'm really trying to go for is that sort of Indiana Jones, Doctor Who brackets where it can be enjoyed by kids, it can be enjoyed by adults, it can be enjoyed by anyone. And basically, it's a straightforward adventure story. It's set in 1960s England, but it's sort of a slightly skewed version of 1960s England. Like, it's a little bit off. It's not quite, it's a little bit more gothic, a little bit more steampunk. It's not quite the world as we know it. And the main character, Boone Shepherd, is a journalist. He's sort of an indeterminate age. He's probably in his early 20s, but his age is kept deliberately a bit vague. And basically, he rides around the English countryside on a motorbike that's full of little gadgets and tricks and everything, solving crimes and hunting stories. And basically, when we meet him in the first book, we pick up with Boone, and he is currently tracking down copies of this mysterious book. It's this mysterious old book, and there is some secret in this book. There's only a handful of copies, and there's a secret in this book that he is trying to destroy. And when we pick up with him, he's hunting down his copies of the book, and basically that secret is something to do with his mysterious past that comes back to bite him in a pretty big way. And so there's action, there's adventure, there's time travel, there's a bit of romance, there's lots and lots of fun stuff, lots and lots of little Easter eggs and references to anyone who's a fan of horror literature. I'm just going to throw that one out there. But yeah, look, it's basically the kind of thing that I think I would have loved to read when I was about 15, 16.
Boone Shepherd talking to Mansfield's Gabriel Bergmoser, local writer who's just had the novel Boone Shepherd published by a publishing house, which is very exciting after publishing or self-publishing a number of previous novels. Now, I've seen the book trailer for Boone Shepherd. We had a look at it on YouTube in the office. And I didn't know there was such a thing as a trailer for a book. Is that the latest way of promoting books, or did you think of that?
No. It's been sort of coming up for a while now. Quite a few books are doing book trailers at the moment. Book trailers are interesting because, to me, generally speaking, I think they can be a bit naff. A lot of the time you get sort of weirdly kind of animated, sort of cheesy book trailers that come out, and you know, they don't show much, they don't give you much. But basically it was somebody who knew the publisher kind of pitched this idea for this book trailer, and we sort of decided to go for something that would give you a bit of an idea of the tone of Boone Shepherd. So, you know, we sort of decked out a room with all these different like little hints and Easter eggs and suggestions of what is going to happen in the book. And basically had an actor playing Boone Shepherd, and the idea is that it's Boone Shepherd sort of in the middle of writing an article. And you sort of cut around to all the different little possessions and belongings in there that are all hints of things that happen in the book. And, you know, you have some kind of jaunty music that sort of gives you a bit of a sense of the tone of the story. And, I thought it was a really fun idea. It sort of just gives you an idea of what you're in for without giving really anything away. And I was really, really happy with how it came together.
Yeah, it looks really good. Have a look at it online if you haven't seen it yet. The book trailer for Boone Shepherd by Gabriel Bergmoser. And Gabriel, how close are you, do you think, to making writing your career? So you don't have to worry about anything else and you can go 100% on writing and support yourself.
Oh, look, I don't know. I make a bit of money doing some reviewing. I write television reviews and feature articles for a website called Den of Geek. It's a pretty well-known British, geek pop culture website. And, so I make a bit of money doing that, which is good because that supplements my rent and bills every month. But, outside of that, I also make a little bit of money with the plays I write down in Melbourne. Honestly, at this point, it's going to sort of... There's a few things that are kind of still sort of up in the air after America, a few sort of meetings I had there that I'm kind of waiting to hear the results from, a couple down here as well in Australia. And obviously, you know, we'll have to wait and see how Boone Shepherd does. I'd like to think it's not far off, but at the same time, you never know. I mean, with creative industries, it's so hard to judge.
So what are you working on now? Are you writing another 5 Boone Shepherd books, or is it a completely different series or idea?
This is probably indicative of how stupidly ambitious I'm being with this, but I've actually got a series planned about Boone Shepherd's daughter set 20 years later that I really want to write. But obviously, in much the same way as the whole Boone Shepherd series is going to be dependent on the success of the first one, me really getting to that point is going to be dependent on the success of the Boone Shepherd series as a whole. Right now, I've got a couple of ideas. I've got a couple of play ideas I want to write. I've just finished writing a play about Ned Kelly, which has sort of always been a lifelong dream because I've always been fascinated by that story. And growing up in Mansfield, sort of it was a real childhood staple, sort of the whole Bushranger thing. So that's something I've just finished, but the script needs a lot of work. I've written a couple of drafts and it's not quite where I need it to be. But ideally, I'd like that to be my next theatre project if I can get the script to the point where it needs.
It sounds as though you're a writer who is spurred on by perspiration as opposed to inspiration. Is that right? Do you just make a time each day and go and write?
Yeah, I try to. I try to as much as I can. It's a lot of sort of more accomplished writers than me have said, you know, some days it comes, some days it doesn't come. But I've always really believed in that. I don't know if it's a quote that's been attributed to everyone from Hemingway to Edgar Allan Poe and whoever else, which is apply the seat of the pants to the seat of the chair and just do it. And I think it does require a bit of discipline, because you can sit there all you like and say, oh, I'm not feeling particularly inspired today, and then you just don't do anything. Whereas the reality is, 9 times out of 10, if you sit down and make yourself right, then your brain will very quickly catch up and you'll actually produce something. And it's important to always be producing something, even if what you're producing is not especially good.
Well, obviously, people are seeing it as being quite good, so we're going to look forward to hearing more of the name Gabriel Bergmosa, and that includes the play in New York and the book Boone Shepherd and everything else that I'm sure is to come. Gabriel, good luck. Thanks for speaking to us.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Gabriel Bergmosa. Looks like a burgeoning career there. It's 9:20.
Clambard.